Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you already in progress.
Sometimes people do that. You know, they will not forgive. And used to, I couldn't forgive if it went that far. At first, you know, before I learned the scriptures years ago. But now then that I'm learning what it says, it made it real easy for me to forgive. But he would not. Verse 31, that's the next verse.
So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done.
Okay, next verse.
Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desirest me.
Next verse.
Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?
Next verse.
And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Wow. Think about that. The Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Who do you think the tormentors are?
Demons.
That's the demons. It says here, and delivered him to the demons or the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. Wow. Now then, if you thought that God was going to turn you over to a tormentor or a demon, would it make it a little easier to forgive?
Yes.
Would it?
Yes.
I'd hope so. Let's go to the next verse, 35. Let's see what that says.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
If you knew, if you didn't forgive, that your children were going to be afflicted with sickness and disease and even die, would that make it a little easier for you to forgive?
Yes.
Do you know that many, many, many people that we've had the children, we've got many testimonies on YouTube and on the, back there on the other testimonies where people have been angry, upset with each other, would not forgive each other, and their children suffered for years. In fact, the most awesome one I remember, there's so many of these things, but I was out at DFW Airport one day, and I went up to this office for something, and there was a lady up there that knew me, and she knew I prayed for the sick. She said, Thurman, my 16-year-old grandson is over at Cook's Medical Center with cancer. Would you go over and pray for him? And I said, sure, I'll go over and pray for him. Now, if you stop and think about this, a 16-year-old, he hadn't even started to live, has he?
No.
Should he have cancer? Why do people have cancer when they're young? Why do we have cancer when we're old, when we're not supposed to? If we obey God, how much sickness did he say he'd take away from us?
All.
So anyway, I went over to Cook's Medical Center, went up there, and I saw this daddy, and this doctor just gave this boy a chemo treatment. I asked the doc, I said, how's he responding? He said, not very well, not doing well at all. I walked over to the daddy, I said, well, if he's not doing well at all, where's your wife? He said, well, we don't come down here together. I said, what do you mean you don't come down here together? I said, you got an unforgiveness towards your wife? He said, yes, we kind of got a problem. So anyway, I said, well, let me tell you, sir, now that I know you and your wife have this unforgiveness toward each other, I'm going to tell you that's why that your son is sick, because the Lord has turned this child over to the tormentors. Now, when we started out in that scripture, he said he would turn, who was the first one that would be turned over to the tormentor?
The
first one was the husband, and then the wife, and then the children, and then all that you owned, right? Everything you have. Now then, if you think you're having trouble now, how would you like for the Lord to turn over a handful of tormenting spirits to you? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, I think it'd be a whole lot easier to forgive. Makes no difference how many times they sin against you. Lord, I forgive them. I'm not going to hold no grudges against nobody for nothing. So anyway, I went up there to that hospital and I called, got that man to call his wife. I said, get that woman up here. I need to talk to her. So he got her on the phone and I talked to her and I said, ma'am, your son's not doing well at all. I said, you want this boy to live or die? She said, well, sir, I want him to live. I said, then I suggest you get up here right now. And so she did. Now then, if I know these scriptures, and I've heard these scriptures, and I've taught these scriptures, I know that if they have an unforgiveness, the Father has turned this son over to the tormenting spirits. You see what I mean? This boy's been turned over to the tortures. So anyway, I got the woman up there, and I told her about this, and I read all this to her. She said, I've been in church all my life. I never heard that scripture taught on in my whole life. I said, well, it's here. And she said, yes, it is, and it does say that. And I said, well, now it's real simple. I said, all you and your husband got to do is repent and get back in your love walk. Is that what he says? Love, repent, forgive, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and then get back in your love walk. Forgive each other. And I said, if you two will forgive each other, and then I said, I want y'all to embrace each other and love each other just like you did when you were young. I said, I want you to, you know, just get rid of your sin. Just get rid of your sin and love each other. And so I said, if you will do that, I guarantee your son will get well. I had no idea how quick he was going to get well. So anyway, I prayed for that boy. And I left, and that lady got my card, and the next day, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the next afternoon about 3 or 4, she called me, and she said, Thurman, I want you to know that our son has just been released from the hospital, and he's going home, and there's no cancer in his body at all. Now then, if you didn't know these scriptures, you could send the best prayer warriors in the world down there to pray with that kid and he would still have died. Why? Because the devil had legal right to him because they had not confessed their sin. They had bitterness and unforgiveness toward each other. And the scripture there says, so likewise, in verse 35, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not everyone their trespasses. Go up one verse up above that, verse 34. And the Lord was angry. Do you want to make God angry?
No.
I don't want to make any one of y'all angry, but I sure don't want to make him angry. But the Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Now then, if you really believe these scriptures means what it says, and believe me, they mean what they say. And I've seen hundreds of children healed and parents healed and everything else whenever they get rid of these sins and believe God. Would it make it a little easier now to do what Jesus said when he said, Peter, I don't care how many times somebody offends you, even up to 490 times a day, you forgive them, or either that or my Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. George, would that make it a little easier to forgive?
Amen.
Guarantee it'd make it easier for me. I don't care. In fact, when I was working as an engineer, one day a guy walked in my office and somebody done something to me, and I just sloughed it off and we went on. After that guy left, he said, boy, that guy was really rude to you. I said, I don't worry about nothing. I said, just forgive him and go on. He said, you know, Thurman, I literally think if somebody walked in this office and reached over and they got angry at you for something, some kind of a project or something, and they reached across that table and punched you right in the nose and bloodied your nose, you'd get up and say, hey, brother, let's get this taken care of. I love you. I said, I guarantee. How many times did God say for me to forgive them? 499. Did he tell me to come back and fight them? No, he told me to get rid of that. He said to come back and forgive them and walk in love. Is that what he said? Now then, do you want to walk in health? You want to walk in sickness?
No.
Do you want to walk in sickness?
No.
I don't want to walk in sickness. Do you? No, I'm not going to walk in sickness because I've studied the scripture and the scripture shows me that if I will walk in obedience to his word, I don't have to have a tormenting spirit. Now then, if I have a grudge against somebody, and God sends a tormenting spirit to torment me, that demon came from the Lord. And that demon entered me as it was commanded by God himself. And when people say, a Christian can't have a demon, obviously they have never studied out these scriptures. Because these scriptures not only say you can have one, but it tells you who sent it. God did. You see what I mean? So before we start praying for people, okay, yeah. What we want to do, we want everybody to confess their sin and repent of your sin, all your sins, and forgive everybody. Forgive everybody. I mean, forgive everybody. And then we're going to pray for you by teams. I want the team members to all stand up. So my prayer warriors, Cheryl, is up here on the front row. And everywhere there's somebody standing, these are my team members. You take one of these team members, you go to the team members, and Jenny's back there, Sharon's back there.
Dave and Jeff and Kim and Scott.
Yeah, okay. Kim and Scott. Okay, so anyway, we want you to go to these people because they've all been trained in what to do and how to do it to get you taken care of. And we see God do awesome things through every one of these people. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everybody's here today. I thank you that everybody's going to confess their sin. They're going to get right with you. They're going to forgive everybody from their heart. They're going to die to self and live unto righteousness. And then by your stripes, we are healed. And so, Lord, I know that as they confess healing, that you will heal every one of them. Everyone. Just like this little teenage girl that came up here a while ago that's still in high school. She got healed of nearly everything wrong with her. And Lord, we are so grateful that you healed that precious little lady. Now then, Lord, let her be a light unto the world out there. Let her tell the people in school about how she's been healed by Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for healing her. Lord, I know she'll catch some flack for that, but that's okay. She's been healed and she wants to stay healed. So she will continue to tell people about what you've done for her. Now, Lord, thank you for healing everybody here today that needs to be healed and blessing them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and praise you for healing everybody in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return to our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.